Welcome back.
Delay podcast.
Batteries for your social life. I'm Andy.
I'm Andrew. I'm adjusting my seat a little.
We're just tinkering. We're adjusting. Okay. We're still getting situated.
We're in a weird place right now because I'm kind of turned, like we're next to each other, like side by side.
Yeah,
I'd call it like a
12 degree angle.
Yeah.
It's an acute angle, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're not where you usually are. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the desk's usually skewed back a little bit more.
Yeah, probably.
I see. That's fair. Hey, look, that's fine. We're warriors. You know, we're not going to let a little thing like being slightly uncomfortable get in the way.
Space. Lack of space.
The impossible. I don't know. Something. Harbor. I don't know. This is episode 124 of AA Podcast. In the context of season 5, you can probably call this episode John Key.
John Keane?
Key.
Not, key?
Yeah.
Like I have a key to this door?
Yeah, it's not like The Economist, but like John Key. Yes, like I have a key. I'm a key maker. Would you
like the key maker from The Matrix, right?
I guess.
That's a guy, right?
I thought you said you never saw the third one.
He's in the second one.
Is he?
They like get him from that French dude.
French? Are you thinking about the Oceans movies?
No, there's a French guy that they get him from.
Who's like the greatest thief of all time?
No.
Because that's Ocean's 12.
Yeah, Ocean's 12 sucks.
Ocean's 12 is way better than Matrix 2.
Agreed, but I'm...
Doesn't suck that bad.
The key maker's in Matrix 2.
Okay.
I've never seen Matrix 3, and I'm sure he plays a part in that.
Really? I mean, they all sort of blur together.
Trinity dies.
She, like, falls out of that window at the beginning, and then he's trying to, like, undo it.
Is that Matrix 3?
Yeah, I don't know.
All I remember at Matrix 2 is the key maker, the French guy, and then, like, a really long and needlessly...
Colonel Sanders?
No.
You don't remember Colonel Sanders?
Is he in that? Is he like at the end or something?
He's the architect.
Oh, no.
Kind of looks like Colonel Sanders.
I remember Neo going into a room. Was it after like the needlessly long fucking freeway car chase?
Oh, yeah. That
and
was a little,
fight.
That was a while.
That was seriously 45 minutes long.
I remember seeing that the first time and thinking that it was awesome. And then seeing it again and thinking like, this is the worst thing ever.
It's 45 minutes long or however
it's probably realistically like 30 minutes long, which is insane.
A single scene is 30 minutes long? That seems pretty fucking insane.
John Key, though, is the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. He's a part of a unitary parliament constitutional monarchy. Maybe you've heard of it.
It's like what all the British ones are, right?
No, there's some unitary parliament. Essentially means that like one party kind of runs a show, and that the minority is like a kind of super minority. Like they're not. It's not like going back and forth. Like what in Britain, it's like Labour versus something else. Republican.
It's like the Liberal Democratic Party or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like those can conceivably it could go back and forth. Well, like the Unitarian, just like in Japan, it's like, yeah, this one group of people got it. He's the 38th Prime Minister of New Zealand.
He was the 31st leader of the opposition. I'm looking at his Wikipedia.
It's the Right and Honorable John Key, excuse me. He was born in 1961. Seems a little young. But I mean, I guess it's about right in your 50s.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, 52.
Yeah.
He's in New Zealand. Like, how many... when there's a bright spot, there's a bright spot. You can't, like, wait like, around.
Clearly, just doesn't matter. He's a little younger. He'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, how many people live in New Zealand? Is there, like, a million people in New Zealand?
Yeah, there's probably, like, 5 million people.
They're probably really into rugby, too.
Probably in boating.
Boating? Like the America's Cup?
Yeah. I mean, like, everybody's, like, everybody on the American team is New Zealand.
Really?
Yeah, like, maybe not everyone. Let's say there's, like, 11 people, like, 7 of them are from New Zealand.
Then how can that truly be a representation of the Americas?
Well, because you're not tied to any state. You're not, like,
cup tied?
No, you're, like, just whatever team you're going to get on. Whoever's paying the bills.
Okay.
John Key, he's agnostic. He's on the record as not believing in any afterlife. And he thinks religion is doing the right thing. So he's kind of like a libertarian. He's like classical liberalism, which is basically just like getting government out of the way so an individual can achieve as much as they want. So
you hate this guy?
It's like communism, right?
Okay, 4.4 million.
Yeah, see, I was about right. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine on a small scale. That makes a lot of sense. You know, and it sort of also depends on how you implement it. So, like, earthquake hits Christchurch, New Zealand or whatever, like, David Key gets a bunch of credit for, like, going in there and getting the government going to, like, you know, save stuff and keep stuff from getting fucked up. So, yeah, like, the government's a huge institution that is uniquely able to do things like that. How much you want to take advantage of that or implement that or inject that in society, I think, is, you know, everyone's free to decide. I'm clearly more in favor of it. But, hey, look, if you're against that, like, I get that, too. But, like, saying that there should be no government or that, like, government sucks or the government can't do anything right is a bunch of bullshit. Because it clearly can do a lot of things really well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For example, going to war. Government's pretty good at that. And, like, that's a...
The war's awful, Andy.
War is awful. And it's stressful. And it's hard to plan. And it's hard to, you know, come out on top.
Well, we shouldn't have any war at all.
Look.
You advocating war on this podcast, Andy?
I'm advocating killing bad guys.
This is a forum of ideas.
Look, it's a free-flowing conversation.
Occasionally touches on mature subjects.
But what I mean is that war is inevitable. And to say that, like, well, governments can't do anything, right? Like, well, look at the history of war. Governments have, you know, created those, which is bad, but they've also ended them. And they should get credit for both.
Mm-hmm.
Just one example. You know?
I gotcha.
So, like, keeping it, like, out of people's hair is like, well, yeah, but it also kind of, like, needs to be there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying, man?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro. Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I just don't get...
John Key would just...
Bro.
You know? He's probably hip enough to know that.
Bro. Basically, I don't know, would he say that with, like, some kind of crazy accent? Just
imagine the Flight of the Conchords saying stuff. That's the New Zealand accent.
Oh, man. What if they were the prime ministers? The dueling prime ministers in New Zealand.
That'd be weird. There'd probably be a lot more bills that are slightly like David Bowie songs. You can kind of get it. You can kind of get it mixed up at times.
There's probably a lot more, like, things that are intended to be funny but just kind of make you sad and uncomfortable because, like, it's a little too emotionally, like, raw and kind of turns you off to the whole, like, political idea that they're trying to put forward. Even though you, like, recognize it as good,
mm-hmm,
and worthwhile. And certainly, like, when their policies about government come up, you'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I mean, I like it. But, like, you know, have you really kept up with their second term? Like, oh, no, I mean, it's just, like,
Nah.
It's just not... It didn't really grab me, you know? A lot of stuff like that.
I get that.
But anyway, so yeah, this is, like I said, episode 124. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm fine.
Because we have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to cover, a lot of ground.
Yeah, there's a lot to get going under our feet.
We got two popular artifacts. One sitcom, one movie. To talk about, and I just have some questions and some observations, as I am wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do you want to start? Where do you want to go?
Let's just get the TV. Let's knock that TV out of the way.
Okay. So, there's a little show on ABC called The Goldbergs, starring Jeff Garland and some other people. I don't know who they are.
People that you might, well, not the kids, but the adults you may recognize, but like Andy, I don't know who they are. Like the grandfather I've seen before.
I feel like the mother maybe I've seen on like Mad TV or something.
Yeah, but everyone else is kind of no name.
And is it too hard to look them up on IMDb? Yes, yeah. Frankly, it is. Because I don't have IMDb Pro, and I don't want to pull it up in my browser and see people with me not having IMDb Pro. That's just fucking embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not quite as embarrassed by it.
It's less embarrassing for people to think that I'm too lazy to look something up than for people to know that I don't have IMDb Pro.
I know you don't have it.
Right, but I mean, you know a bunch of shit about me. So, I mean, you know?
You know.
I mean, I feel like if it crosses the path of, like, once we've gone through each other's external hard drives and exchanged the pornography.
What more? Like, what more new ground
can you deepest, really? Darkest secrets revealed? Like, it's fine. I'm not.
Fair enough.
Not totally afraid.
Anyway,
the Goldbergs.
What'd you think?
I don't know. To summarize, we watched the pilot of it. It's like a retrospective, kind of like the Wonder Years, but then also like a little bit more knowing and a little bit more of an edge,
yeah.
Yeah, like that 70s show.
Well, they were making jokes for things that weren't around, right?
Yeah, and that's sort of a postmodern
kind of twist on it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure how to feel about it. In general, it's the same complaint that I have with a lot of family sitcoms of leaning on the kids, i.e. the worst actors, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, essentially,
the boy was doing a lot of heavy lifting this episode.
Yeah, like the oldest son.
Yeah.
Like, it's like about him basically like learning how to drive.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't know. It's unremarkable.
Yeah, I will admit I was not really sure what we were getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, based on the advertisements, I didn't see any of the trailers or anything. I just saw like the billboard ads or whatever. Right.
Bus ads.
Yeah, bus ads of them like in sweaters.
Sure. Oh, so, like your family was so cool in the 80s.
Yeah, I thought it might be like more of like a deconstruction of that.
How awesome would that have been? Like a three-camera sitcom that's like... Like, that would be the best. That would be my favorite show, essentially.
I thought it might be that, but then it was just kind of a show based in the 80s.
Right. Based on yelling.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, it had funny jokes. It was okay, mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, we're really early into it.
Well, obviously, a pilot is different. Like, generally, and that's sort of the problem with watching new shows like this, is that comparing a pilot, like, no pilot is good, essentially.
It's all really rough.
Well, yeah, it's all really rough. A lot of things are, like, not fleshed out. There's
no comedic pilot.
I mean, even, like, dramas are, like...
I can believe a drama is more fleshed out, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the Mad Men pilot, it certainly establishes, like, Don Draper.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the degree to which...
The expanse of the show isn't planned out, but, like, they're right. More, like, they can stand alone on their own more.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess it depends on, like, if it's a premise pilot. So you have, like, something like Trophy Wife, which we might talk about at some point, where it's, like, a lot of that is consumed by, okay, this is, like, the situation that she is in,
mm-hmm.
and then just giving, like, every character, like, a tiny bit to do. So then, like, you get a sense of, like, what the world is. Well, this seems more like just a regular episode of the show, but you have no context, no grounding, no like background in anybody, and the writers are also at that same disadvantage. So then it's the two parents, Jeff Garland and the woman who I think is from Mad TV, doing like yelling, which is sort of funny, but then also like, well, you're just yelling, that's not really a joke. And then like a lot of cutaways to like parenting stuff, and a lot of them like just kind of doing like kind of running around trying to make things happen. They're like scrambling in the backfield with like defensive linemen chasing them,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sometimes they make a play and sometimes they get like, you know, sacked for 5 yards, and like I said, like you're, especially with the weaker actors, you have to give sort of the kids something on a silver platter to do.
Yeah.
Because if like, if you're, if it's up to them, like doing the Phil Hartman thing of like, here, just take this line and make it funny. Like, that's not going to happen. You know, you're like, you're dreaming. So, I mean, I don't know. Was it funny? Parts of it were funny, but it wasn't like...
It had jokes.
Jokes, but I mean, I don't know.
It's got jokes.
Laughs.
It's a sitcom. It's got jokes.
It's 22 minutes. It's a roller coaster ride.
Well,
you had an interesting thought, I guess, just about the vagueness. Well, what, like, are they Jews?
Oh, yeah. I think they are.
I mean, they're all have curly, dark hair, and they fit the part.
To go back to my thought, they're not Jew enough, it seems like.
Sure.
It's kind of my first reaction.
So you want them, like, wearing yarmulkes? Or, like, with the sideburns? Go
fucking full bore on it. If you're gonna do Orthodox? Well, maybe not Orthodox, because then it kind of gets, like, I mean, that's...
This is a reality TV show on TLC.
Yeah. No, I'm just, like, you know, like, saying the Yiddish and all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, it's just, like...
Just a schmear.
Just a little bit more, you know, and now they're just, like, a family that looks Jewish but doesn't really do anything that, like, is Jewish.
Mm.
Which is, you know, okay, fine.
So you,
I guess we won't have a Christmas episode for them.
Hanukkah episode?
I mean, but it's just like, if you... Like, why not just go full bore? It's not like that has ever been on TV before. Because I don't think that's, at least in sitcom form.
Has anyone...
Like, been... the Larry David show.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah, that's more... I mean, Seinfeld. And
Seinfeld, yeah.
But even that, I mean, they reference his Judaism, but it's never like... I guess they use like little phrases here and there. And certainly on Curb Your Enthusiasm. But both of those I would not describe as family sitcoms.
Yeah, that's true.
And like having like... It's more of just like a personality quirk of like, you know... Oh, they're offended if you're not polite. Like, if you don't come and say hello. Like, there are elements of it, but it's not totally there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with you that it would be sort of interesting if they took that turn and it's just like religion is like a part of people's lives. Like, if it was just like in there, you know? Like, oh, we're going to temple. Like, no, I don't want to do this. Like, well, you have to. Like, meh, meh, meh. So on and so forth. I don't know. I mean, is the Goldbergs worthwhile?
I mean, give it a shot. I mean, I don't know. It'll probably get canceled relatively soon. So
I mean, everything eventually gets canceled. But I don't know. I mean, I just... Well, how would it stack up against, like, Welcome to the Family? Which is, like, the NBC... The
NBC one? Not as enthralled by the premise of Goldbergs as Welcome to the Family.
Do you think it's just because we're a little disappointed by what the Goldbergs could have been?
Probably.
Or the Goldbergs should be. Also, a name like Goldbergs is like a little on the nose.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think they mentioned that they're Jewish, but it's just like...
At least it's not like Goldbergstein.
Well, like I'm saying, just go a little bit further, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they will. It's the
dial pilot. It up just a little bit.
It's the pilot.
It's 2013. We can handle a Jewish family on TV.
I think we can. We have enough fucking WAFs on TV as is.
Well, isn't like every other show we watched basically like...
Yeah. Except for the black ones.
Yeah. But even then they're like...
Well, they're Christian.
Yeah, they're still Christian. And it's like,
I mean, no one's Catholic.
Yeah, like nobody's even Catholic. That's like too much. It's just got to be like... Yeah, they're probably like a Methodist or... Lutheran, maybe. I don't know, they seem pretty serious about it or more laid back. Maybe Baptist. Baptist, you do Lent, nothing around Lent. Would you say the episodes are more serious or no?
Lentish,
like a little regret. No, okay,
maybe it's in Methodist. The older shows, in the older sitcoms,
I mean, older sitcoms is not even fucking Like, when do, like, Ricky and Lucy ever reference going to church ever?
When did, like, I mean, when did
Cubans ever go to church? Never.
No,
because they're godless motherfuckers, Andrew.
Not Cubans.
Redheads too.
I was just trying to think of. I guess King of the Hill does.
Yeah,
they go to church. Simpsons go to church. Family Guy's been to church. Family Guy's Catholic.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think
for
he's
them.
Catholic.
Latent Catholic.
Yeah.
So course. They're animated shows that people take less seriously.
Yeah, they can go. They can make the church. Shows.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Brady Bunch?
I struggle to find a one off the top of my head.
It seems like the Brady Bunch should go to church.
I'm sure they do. See, like all those shows, I feel like it's mentioned, you know, at some point.
I feel like
they just like don't take the time to build another set to go to church.
And I feel like they just.
And that's probably a big deal about it.
It would probably. Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's also they just don't mention it just so they can keep it like. Like, hey, you know, three things you don't talk about in mixed company is religion, politics, and money. And true. So, like, you, like, just keeping by, you know, because you're on national television, so you're, like, the ultimate mixed company, so to speak.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But, okay, so, here's what I got, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled two phrases. And this is what came up for me. And by Google, I literally mean Googled. I was not using a different search engine. But
thanks for clarifying.
Thanks for clarifying that. Like, people out there might be using a Bing, an Ask Jeeves, whatever, Safari. Does Yahoo still do searches?
Yeah, you can search with Yahoo.
Okay. Look, I don't know. I just use Google. But if I use it as a verb, I also feel obligated to clarify. You know, because that's a little hegemonic, hegemony, whatever. So what is, and these are the top three guesses that Google gave me. What is twerking? What is my IP? And what is gluten?
This is with Google?
Yeah.
I want to see this. What is?
What is?
I got what is twerking, what is my IP, what is gluten, and what is love. And then I got what is the internet talking about right now with dig.com.
I see.
I'm on Chrome right now.
So
did you use Chrome?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, is this specialized to us? As like mid-20s white guys?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this... So like, has Google taken in all of our previous searches and they're doing this? Or does everyone... Is the number one search... what is twerking?
And it's the number one search on Bing too.
I see. So people just don't know what it is?
I guess not.
I feel like I've known where that is for a while. Do I just have my finger on the pulse?
I think so.
I'm just a tastemaker.
Probably. So
I mean, Andrew, we are a host of a hit podcast.
We are. Here's Bing's. Same first two, twerking, IP. Then we have a good credit score. That's, you know,
okay.
I have people,
that's responsible.
Yeah. What is Labor Day? Huh?
Okay. That's a little offensive.
What is
As a laborer.
What is Molly?
Ecstasy.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It should be who is Molly, first of all.
Well, fine.
Let's be clear.
We have gluten, lupus, and what is going on in Syria?
Oh, this shit is fucked. It's a civil war. Lupus. Lupus is some disease. It's like a rash. What is that?
Let's ask. Let's see. Let's find out. Yeah, looks like it.
Okay. So then I have, how do you take a screenshot, roll, and get herpes? So again, like, I don't... Are there that
how
many...
How do you roll?
Is that also a... I guess that's also a reference to ecstasy?
Or, like, it sounds just like rolling a like a joint.
Oh.
Could that be it? I mean, I have no idea.
Drug use, right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
Easily. So yeah, wait, what did you get? You got, how do you roll? How do you take a screenshot?
And get herpes.
Okay, so on Google, I got, how do you roll, get rid of bed bugs, take a screenshot on a Mac, get herpes, and divide fractions.
No, you take the reciprocal and you multiply across. Done.
So, bugs have shot up the...
should this be...
I didn't think those were fucking real.
You didn't think bed bugs were real?
No. Who has ever had bed bugs that you
like
know
a bunch of people. Well, I don't know people who have bed bugs, but I've seen enough...
I don't even know what
like
a bed bug looks like. Are they like microscopic? How would you even know?
I don't know. You start getting bites all over you. It's like a... It's like
those things are fucking big.
Yeah, it's like a flea, but it's like way fucking worse.
How would you ever let your bed get this horrible that you'd have these things?
Well, I think a lot of times it's like a... If you're sleeping outside, if you're homeless, if you're sleeping in your car, but your car is a fucking Porsche, but like it's like in hotels, like somebody just leads a really shitty lifestyle and is like horrible. They leave the hotel. The maids do like a substandard job of cleaning it up, and then those things like show up.
I get you.
So, like, it's a negligence on multiple parties is, I think, is what it's what the issue is here. So, what if, can we...
Do you want to know my results on Bing?
Just okay. Real quick. Just, yes.
How do you know if a guy likes you?
Easy. Does he have a boner?
Close apps on iOS 7.
You
get rid of...
Flick it up.
Get rid of fruit flies.
Fruit flies? Okay. Gets,
scabbies.
Scabies?
Scabies.
Okay.
Okay. Take a screenshot.
Yep.
Know if you are in love.
Mm-hmm.
Get bed bugs.
Bed bugs again.
Multiply fractions.
Multiple? Really? This is that many like sixth graders like Googling
Bing's
shit?
Just like, you know, we gotta... How do you do this shit? This is hard.
I guess it's like...
Homework help.
I guess it's something that like is not easy to put into a calculator.
A fraction, yeah. He's like, that's so difficult.
Well, multiplying it though,
it doesn't seem that hard,
right? But I mean, relative to like everything else that you would do, like multiplying fractions relative to like multiplying numbers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what could we establish like a test or some kind of I don't know, not like an SAT, but just something, a test where you just take those things and like if you can explain what bed bugs are and if you can multiply fractions and if you know how to take a screenshot on your Mac, like can we just average intelligence, not like IQ, but just like can you walk and chew gum at the same time, like do you know what the fuck you're doing with your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's like the Wonderlic of
just humanity.
Life.
Yeah, just like you just take 10 of those. How do you, what do you, what is, like, whatever, and take 50 of them, and you got a score over, like, a 75.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, okay, congratulations. You're allowed to the next level of humanity. Right? I mean, that
could
be...
That could be okay, yeah.
Right? And as far as, like, segregating and separating people in life, and keeping them from interacting with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, having that score... I mean, you just post that on your Facebook, right?
Like scoring 89. The penis size thing? You have the jacket with your number on it?
Oh, well, not the... Well, I mean, penis size is one. But I mean, like, just the you know... I'm a 7.
The ranking?
I'm a 7 here. I mean, 8? What's up? I'm a 7. Don't talk to that 9, but I mean, we've discussed this at length. I just feel like it's another good metric just to like tag in like how in touch am I with reality? Like if you know what twerk, if you're like, duh, that's what twerking is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then like you should feel pretty good about yourself because apparently most people don't. But I mean, I don't know. Is there a way to implement that as a test?
No. How would you ever do it?
I mean, you just have to, like, write it down and, like, administer.
Look, the government's already just shut down. They can't even get a budget figured out.
Yeah, but we're above that.
More standardized testing. Probably not the answer.
Maybe.
Maybe if you're, you know, when your Google becomes so sophisticated like you want it to be,
mm-hmm.
it'll just do it on its own.
It'll just give you a score?
Yeah, it'll like rate your searches.
Oh, come on.
Might.
You're Googling the 2012 NFL draft. You don't remember?
Well, it's just like
Get your shit together.
It's a big block of information that they're going to like, you know, run through for a bunch of stuff. I mean, I think Googling that is better than Googling like, you know, Chris.
How to multiply fractions.
Chris and, not Brody, Bruce Jenner like broke up.
See, I don't know, because like if you're Googling the 2012 draft, right? Shouldn't you just be able to remember that? I can even, like, who's 2 years ago?
Is that, I don't know who went number one.
Some like offensive tackle, probably.
2 years ago, so before Andrew Luck, who was the number one draft pick?
Oh no, wasn't it Andrew? No, wait, 2013, 2012. Yeah, wasn't it Andrew Luck?
Oh, 2012. So last year's draft.
Well, two drafts ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Andrew Luck, and then two was Robert Griffin, and three was some offensive tackle.
Yeah, that's right. So who went number one in 2011? Who went number one last year?
Some offensive tackle.
No, it didn't.
Some guy who wasn't a quarterback.
It wasn't a quarterback. It was, This is gonna eat at me.
Your Google score.
Look, it's a common thing.
Can we come up with like a catchy name for it? Your search score? Your search competence? My search competence. I'll tell you
who Cam Newton was the number one in 2011.
I'll tell you who should have gotten number one. It's probably JJ Watt.
Just saying. Probably. Alden Smith is quite good as well.
Alden Smith fucking sucks.
This draft is really good.
Yeah. Blaine Gabbert's in it?
Blaine Gabbert and Jake Locker. They're not so great. But Julio Jones, Patrick Peterson, AJ Green, Von Miller, Cam Newton, JJ Watt, Ryan Kerrigan, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, this draft seems pretty solid.
Okay, so.
And then last year, let's just go find out.
Just real quick. Some offensive tackle.
Continue your thought.
Well, I was going to transition all the way out of this. We've come to a complete stop.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was Eric Fisher. Sure. Luke Jekyll.
What the fuck ever.
Yeah.
Robert Gallery.
There's two.
Joe Thomas.
The entire first five picks were offensive tackles and defensive ends. Top six picks were offensive tackles and defensive.
Tells you where the NFL's going.
And then there's a guard.
Can't win in the trenches.
And a wide receiver.
Is a wide receiver?
Yeah. Tavon Austin was
pick the Rams
eight.
Guy.
Yeah.
So we both saw a movie separate.
But saw it.
But within a day of each other.
Mm-hmm.
A little movie called Gravity by Alfonso Cuarón.
I saw it in 3D. Andy did not see it in 3D.
Andrew paid a little bit more for his ticket. I would rather have paid less
for it and not seen it in 3D.
What did you think?
I thought it was very good.
This movie is rated 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. They critically acclaimed movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say. You thought?
Probably be nominated for a Best Picture.
Yeah, that seems right.
I thought it was very good. Very suspenseful, and it had like a lot of elements that were really
intense.
Good. Yeah, intense. I mean, I get it. Like, gravity was holding her down. Earth's holding her down. Then she's, like, reborn. I got it.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it was good. I thought the moments, like, the actual space, like, intensity was better than the meaning, if you will.
Well, no. The execution of it is... like at 100%, like it,
mm-hmm.
just like the opening scene or like shot, like just the way it's edited,
mm-hmm.
and like the way that they like actually made it is all just like super crazy and super insane, and super like basically they made like an animatic of the what they wanted it to look like. And so Sandra Bullock is following that schematic to a T and like hitting her marks and hitting her lines at very specific places, because like all of her acting is basically being done in like a green screen like bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to describe it, but like none of that's real.
Yeah, everything is fake.
Yeah.
And then it's just like they're like doing shit to her.
Right. And so then it's like they're,
and she's probably in that suit. That's probably like the only thing that's like real.
Yeah. And so I mean it's like, well, first of all, Sandra Bullock looking good.
Yeah, she gets down to her skivvies at one point.
I mean, she's in shape. Good for her. At her age?
45-year-old woman, something like that.
Is she taking the reins from Madonna is like pretty good for her. I don't know.
Probably.
And that's the new one to reference, right? I mean, look, I'm 45 years old.
You could do hard.
You could do a lot worse, you know what I mean?
And she's a single mother.
Hey. Well, I don't want that drama. So that's totally incredible and just takes... To me, movies like that, like Avatar, I guess, is something that comes to mind as far as like the technical achievement getting in the way of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It really just like crushes that.
Yeah.
As far as like, oh, your kind of shitty movie that's like an hour too long. Like ours is like this tightly made, very small, you know, thing
mm-hmm.
that's like an achievement and a wonder in and of itself. But like, I guess my complaint would be like, I don't feel like it's a masterpiece.
I don't either. I think it's very good.
It's incomplete. And that's why I hesitate to call it a masterpiece. Because essentially, like, she goes from, like, point A to point B, and point B to point C, and point C to point D, and point D to point E.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, intensity, and you're, like, not totally certain.
Yeah,
and,
but
like,
it's not an intensity of, like, her own, like, it like issues, her own things, you know?
Yeah,
it's the intensity of the scenarios or like the surroundings around her.
Well, yeah, it's
of space.
It's her issue of wanting to live.
There's no gravity.
Yeah,
you know.
But like, I mean, it's sort of, and like, I don't care if it's realistic or not. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, if they didn't have their shields down, they would probably, you know, be blind and couldn't see their little gold shields.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then why is, like, a medical officer working on the space arm?
Because she invented it.
And then...
She's the one person who can do
there's
it.
There's this... I don't care either. I mean, that's... I know exactly what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I also mean, like, oh, we're just able to, like, the Chinese space station's right over there. Like, everything's just within, like, you got the drag. In like
and
in orbit,
most communication satellites are, you know, 100 times higher up than where they
are.
Yeah,
I just don't fucking care. So like, I'm willing to
and
accept.
Then the debris should be going the opposite direction.
It's just all that kind of stuff doesn't matter because it's like, because it's well done, because like you're into it, and because it's intense enough to where like, unless you're fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson, you're not going to be distracted by it.
These are from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right, exactly. I mean,
like, I read the Twitter things.
Just all you fucking NAS nerds, just shut the fuck up, and you know,
be thankful that this is gonna give you some jolt in like people caring about it for a little bit.
Be
longer.
Be thankful that when the government finally stops the shutdown, that you get to start up again.
That you get to try to go to Mars.
What if a part of the deal is like, you just don't start up again. Like 3% of NASA, the part that's like integral, thank you, to, you know, these are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that 3% stays and the other 97%.
Go seek your funding elsewhere.
Go start a company.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's fun? Startups.
Crowdsource that shit.
Sure. Whatever. Oh, we just...
I'm building a rocket to Mars.
Look at all the money we just saved. Hey, look.
Who wants to chip in for the gold level?
The gold level, you get a Mars rock that I'll bring back to you.
And hand it to you.
I just... But with all that said, with how amazing it is and how much you are engrossed in it, it's like you said, like, I get it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Good. You know, I mean,
I'm with you. Like, I'm on board.
And it's just, it's
like the complexity of, like, that's the, probably the biggest issue is just the comp, like,
I her lost like my personal daughter. I'm her so personal upset. Progression
is through, you know, no
losing your daughter's heart.
It's like through no,
I threw myself into my work.
Like, all of her progression is via outside influences that are, like, she has no control over. It's no, like, introspection.
Right.
Except for the one moment when she's like, fuck this, I want to live.
Yeah.
And that was, like, via the dream.
I totally knew it was a dream. I mean, obviously.
As soon as they opened the door, I was like, okay, is this a dream?
Like, shouldn't her face be getting sucked out or something?
Yeah, shouldn't she just be dead?
Well, we know.
I guess we know enough about space.
Your eyeballs, like, shoot out, right?
I don't know.
Isn't it probably, like, really fucking cold, too?
Yeah, she probably could, like, you probably couldn't survive it.
It's like whenever you open the door, like, let's say you take a hot shower, and you open the door, and you, like, walk out, and it's, like, it's fucking cold.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot like that, but, like, you know,
way colder.
I don't know. Absolutely, you should see Gravity. I mean, you're like, anything with George. I mean, need I say
he was the... I thought he was a highlight character for him. At least at the beginning, when Sandra Bullock was still, like, whiny and didn't want to live or didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just spinning. I was like, alright. Even though that would be fucking freaky. Just, like... can you imagine just spinning your way to your death? Like, if she didn't get caught.
Like, she's whoa, just like, whoa.
Like, I'm gonna do this till my oxygen runs out in an hour.
Fuck me.
And then I'm gonna suffocate.
I mean, it's all I never heard it, like, compared to Jaws and stuff.
Open water. I've heard open water.
Open water I'm fine with, because open water is like Jaws. Gravity's got a little, like, there's
a monster in Gravity. There's the monster of debris.
Well, I mean, it's just there's a difference of standing the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, in 1997, like, Jaws was fucking Jaws and, like, super influential and, like, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not saying that Gravity won't get there, but it's just, like, you can't say for better or for worse whether it's there or not, you know? And it's just, it's very good. It's a very well-made film, and... I don't know. I haven't seen any of the other shit that's supposed to be good.
Yeah, I'm really behind.
Fruitvale Station, supposed to be good.
Yeah,
I heard that one something.
What else? The Prisoners? Isn't that supposed to be all right?
Prisoners. I don't know if Prisoners in, like, you know.
Captain Phillips is supposed to be okay.
Captain Phillips. Mud. Drinking Buddies. You've seen Drinking Buddies. I have not seen Drinking Buddies.
Drinking Buddies is good. Drinking Buddies is good.
That's what I've heard from you. From people I trust, like you, Andrew.
Well, I appreciate it, Andy.
So, yeah, I don't know, Gravity.
Go see it. I mean, it's go worth... Go see it right, like, now. The effects are, it's probably... worth your time. The effects are probably worth to go see it. Just,
well, it's the number one movie in America. Do you want to fail your fucking Google search? Your Google search test?
Yeah, you're going to get...
You don't know about Gravity, you're going to be fucked. You know what I mean?
Plus, it's like its rating is so bloated on all forums. 96 on Metacritic.
That is something that sort of occurred to me with, like, the idea of, like, Breaking Bad. Is that, like, okay, so Gravity's, like, a movie and it's very good, but, like, we agreed it's sort of, like, not a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
At least at this point, I guess we'll see where it goes. But something like Breaking Bad. Just, like, go ahead.
To say it's not a masterpiece, I just don't think it's playing at,
like, the high enough stakes.
Well, like, I don't think it's, like, internal struggle is compelling enough,
mm-hmm,
for it to warrant that.
I see.
Like, I think it'll be like a very well remembered film, but like, you know, does
it hit, Seventh Seal over here?
If it, does it hit that classic? Like, it's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
I guess
probably
there's no, like, not great lines or, like, there's no, like, a single defining moment.
Like, do you even remember the character's name?
Sandra Bullock? Sandy Bullock.
Like, I mean, I think if you don't walk away at least knowing their name, you're probably not going to remember that movie forever.
Astronaut 1?
Astronaut 1, Astronaut 2.
Something I really did like about Gravity, and something that I think showed a lot of restraint on their part, is essentially having two characters. Mm-hmm. Like, there could have been a million, like, cutaways to, like, Houston or Florida or whoever. There's Houston, right?
Yeah.
To, like, where they're talking.
I was kind of hoping there would be a crazy Russian on the International Space Station. A la, like, Armageddon. Who, like, hitches a ride with them or whatever.
But, I mean, like, it's just those two. And, like, everything else is radio or just, like, nothing. Mm-hmm. And just, like, that's such a good decision for them. But in the context of, like, oh, this movie is great. This movie is rated 96. Versus, like, oh, this TV show is rated 96. It seems like so much harder to... I mean, obviously, because I guess you have, like, you know, 50 episodes or however many, like, 50 to 200 episodes or something, mm-hmm. you know, that all have to be, like, of relative quality. And if there's any that are bad, then, like, it just drags it down so much. Well, like, in a movie, it's like you just got to string, like, 90 minutes together. And it's like, yeah, this is really good. Or, like, 2 hours together. It just mm-hmm. seems... the degree... to which it's easier to make a great movie than it is to make a great TV show seem is shocking.
Yeah.
Because it's like, even like with a comedy, it's like if you make, you have to make six episodes,
mm-hmm.
six 22 minute episodes. And that's like about, you know, 2 hour movie, 2 hour and 30 minutes. And like, if you make those six, they're like the greatest. But then, like, a fucking, you know, you're, like, 13 or 22, or, like, I guess if it's British, you do six, and then that's fine. I guess it makes the British model make a lot more sense in theory. That, like, The Office is, like, 12 episodes plus, like, a Christmas special altogether.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just, like, its scale is so hard.
Yeah, but, I mean, movies are better at... Well, movies are better at large scale things, I feel like.
Yeah, but they're not long format. Like, there's so much more you have to...
Right. I guess you just have more time to, like, chew the fat and kind of, like, really get into whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's strange.
Or does it just come back to, like, things that are well made regardless of format?
I think there's that. I think it... To me, it kind of rings that there's just so, like, little, like, for how big TV is,
mm-hmm.
how little, like, quality is really there.
Right.
Well, I mean, as far as, like, the scripted things that they create.
You could say that about books.
I don't know anything about books, though. I don't read, Andy.
Well, think about all the books in the world, right?
Yeah.
And what percentage of those are, like, really, really high quality?
That's true.
Like less than 1%, right?
I mean, I guess there's a lot of shit that's out of, like, coming from Hollywood too.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Is it like, I guess it doesn't matter like how hard it is. It's just so rare that you should just appreciate it. You know, whenever you see anything that's like 96, like I'm just sort of like drawn to it because like, oh, I mean, this is supposed to be really good. All right,
mm-hmm.
Just like check it out just to see from a Google search score.
It is really weird, though.
That is, it seems like way harder. Because even if you just have, like, if you just dip in, like, one season, you're like, oh, season three, meh. I mean, season four is good, too, but, I mean, season three is just, like, you know, it's not that good.
Yeah.
It's like Friday Night Lights. Like, the first comment, everybody, season two sucks. It was great. It was good. I really love Friday Night Lights. Season two, though. Ooh. Ooh.
What was that sitcom we watched with the Friday Night Lights joke on it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Was it Trophy Wife?
It might have been.
I don't remember.
There was like some... I don't know. I'll have to think on that. But there was some joke. This is like, you can leave season two. You don't have to bring season two or something like
that. I mean, that's just... That's like the standard take.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. What else? Number one movie in America. That's pleasing.
Yeah,
made like $55 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
In the customer service world, you know, you run into people, hey, how are you, blah blah blah, what do you do, or what is your reaction to, and how do you feel about people who answer, I'm blessed?
How do I answer to that?
How are you? I'm blessed.
I'd probably say, like, great.
Good.
That's nice. What would you like?
Does it bother you?
Does it bother me? It's really weird as a, like, an intro. Like, that's like, if they come and they walk into my line and they say that after I say, how are you?
Because it means they're essentially saying it to, because you're a complete stranger. Mm-hmm. So they're essentially saying it to everyone they see.
Yeah.
Right? That's a fair assumption.
I would say so.
Get on the bus, walk into a library, you know, talk to your waiter.
For an intro, it's very
on hold, you know, on the phone.
It's very difficult for an intro. I mean, as an out, like, have a good day, you know.
I'm blessed.
No,
have a great day. Like, don't worry. No, I'm blessed.
Have a blessed day. I mean, I don't know.
Have a blessed day or God bless you. I think it's a little, well, because it's like, here's the difference. Because frankly, I find it a little smug. And it makes me a little uncomfortable for people to, like, wear their religion on their sleeve like that. Like, God bless you or have a blessed day is something that's like, they're wishing good things upon you. So it's like, you know, you sneeze, God bless you. Like, all right, fine. That's just like kind of polite. It's like nice. You know, I can take it. I can leave it. Like, whatever. But I mean, like, they're like being a, yeah, they're being fine about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're like trying to, they're trying to get me to be a part of the flock.
Yeah.
So like, I get that. But like, I'm blessed is just kind of smug. It's just like, hey, things are great for me.
I don't know. I might be reading a little bit into it.
I mean, well, like, all right, motherfucker. Like, are you, like, do you see the world that we live in? Like, how about you just shut the fuck up? Like, things are pretty horrible a lot of time.
You don't think this is all your, like, kind of, like, hesitancy about religion coming out?
I admittedly am hesitant and, you know, look, money, religion, politics. We've already talked about
that. Outward displays. And outward displays just in general.
Well, it just doesn't. Well, this goes to another thing. If you're wearing a cross, are you, like, into it? This is kind of the same question, I guess. How into it are you, really? Like, are you
enough to buy that cross?
Enough to buy that cross, enough to, like, say that you're blessed. But, like, you can't be. So if Jesus is 100% in and someone who's an atheist is 100% out, you're doing that, you're not at 100 and you're not at 0. You know what I mean?
They're working at a strong 85.
I mean, are they?
It's a B.
I don't think I think it's closer to like 65.
No, I mean, you might sell, you kind of sell them short there.
I mean,
they don't
just,
know, man.
They're
don't
just
know
human.
Person.
Yeah, there's men, like, and women, but
you're saying humans can't, like, achieve higher than like an 85?
Maybe on a given day, but I think where are they on a day-to-day basis?
Average?
Yeah.
I mean, like Ned Flanders. Like, okay, so, let's what's Ned Flanders?
Well, I mean, he questions things. I mean, I don't know. But, and Ned Flanders probably a pretty solid 85. And there's certainly people who can maintain Sherry Wary. 10th grade English teacher of mine, certainly, probably like an 80, 85. Like, if you, like, beat cancer, if you do some shit like that, like, you're probably in it for a while, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you have a miracle baby and, like, da-da-da and, like, whatever. Like, I get it, you know? But if you're just, like, a normal human being, if you're just, like, again, living
Colin
in
Kaepernick.
This world, yeah. Like, I mean, I guess maybe, like, I'm a fucking NFL player. This is awesome. Like,
I'm blessed.
I'm fucking blessed.
Why can you do these things? I'm just blessed. Just
give it up to God. And then, but I mean, like, you're just a normal person. And you probably shouldn't be this happy with your life. Because your life kind of sucks.
Well, okay, if that's the case, then we have to, the normal person can't be in,
like, I'm not saying, like,
I think just, we need to move aside from the letter grades and, like, those aren't a sign of pass fail.
Sure.
And then you do your scale again. And it's like a different kind of take on it.
I see. But I mean, it's,
because, like, I think most people are probably, you know, 70, 75.
It makes me uncomfortable to think that someone who I'm talking to has, like, an unwavering, unshakable belief in something that's, like, not totally logical. And then you're just going to, like, then, and that's your first layer.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, you know.
Oh, I told you how
passion.
How weird it is to kick off with that.
I mean, right? Like, I'm just wearing this on my. Like, look, if you want to get into it, if you want to, like, really talk about it, and you want to talk about, like, how, you know, deep, you know, the river runs in you, and, like, God's love is like a fountain of all the different metaphors, light and darkness, and da da da. Being a sheep, blind but found, whatever you want to say. Great.
Pick one.
All of them, you know, and I'm happy to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
After I know you. But, like, how about just a standard, I'm not saying separation of church and state, but kind of like a separate, like,
separation of pain in my ass or not.
Yeah. Like, how about you just be fucking like, how about I'm good. And then, you know, in your head, but, like, in reality, you're saying, I'm good. I'm good. How about, I'm great. I'm blessed. You know, like, I'm great because I'm blessed. You know what I mean? Like, why sound like such a fucking jackass? Because they don't, but they don't even realize how fucking stupid they sound.
They're so far in. It's just, it's like hard to
change. Their head is so far up their ass, they just can't. And then they're not even blessed if you're that ignorant of everyone around
or
you.
Or they could have just been, like, the, you know, on the receiving end of a miracle or something.
I guess. Like,
like divine intervention.
This is really, and again,
if, like, something, like, gets real like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would start off with the I'm blessed, but I would probably say, have a blessed day.
I mean, if there's shit like I was dead to rights, and then God just came down and, like, fucking, here you go.
Lifted me up.
Yeah, I mean, then, like, okay. I mean, that comes back to, like, what if Jesus Christ started, like, flew down and started just, like, water into wine, like, and you're, like, there's no way you're still an atheist.
He's like, what?
He's raising the dead. Like, oh, it's all real. Like, any doubting Thomases, like, sorry. Like, here's all the proof. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, like, once you have experience with it, then, like, it doesn't even, it becomes, like, 100% understandable as to, like, what you're doing, why you're doing it.
Yeah.
We're not at that point, though.
You're in line for coffee.
You're making a withdrawal. Ma'am.
You need to fill out this SAR, please.
No, I'm filling that out.
Oh, you're filling out the
SAR. Also, we don't tell the customers that we're filling out a SAR.
Oh, okay. So I had a SAR filled out on me?
No.
Okay.
You've never done anything suspicious, have you?
No, I'm working with pretty small amounts of money in the
bank. I actually had a situation. So I had a customer depositing money into an out-of-state account,
mm-hmm,
that was not his. So that's a general sort of red flag. Because it's just, you don't know.
My mom does that.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, there's a difference between, like, $250 and, like, $9,000.
Mm.
And so, you know, look, a lot of people helping a lot of people out. Who knows?
Moving some drug money along.
Look, if it's $9,000, it's right under the, you know, CTR is $10,000. So what are you trying to avoid, a CTR, dog?
How do you even know about that? How do they know about CTRs?
Because you have to disclose that you're doing a CTR.
Because
it's, like, public information. Regardless, so this guy's depositing some money. It's more than 250, but it's less than 9,000. Okay. But, you know, it kind of perks your ears up.
Mm-hmm.
When you see somebody pull out, like, a brick of cash. Yeah. Also wearing a Raiders Carson Palmer jersey, which to me is strike two.
He's kind of revived his career
As a Cardinal.
In Arizona.
So, I mean, like, so he's a Raiders fan? Or he's a Carson Palmer fan?
Look, you might have just got it on discount, man.
Look, all I'm saying is strike two.
Okay.
So, I don't have a strike three. It's just sort of this kind of probable cause.
I'm blessed.
I mean, if he had said I'm this, done. Done. Let's fucking get the auditors lined up outside his house. Gonna find that paper trail a mile long. But I mean, I think
I'm just blessed.
I mean, just put it in the report, right? Wearing a Carson Palmer jersey while he was on the Raiders.
Blessed.
He is blessed, quote unquote. And deposits some cash.
Right? Like a little thud noise. Like a little...
I mean, that's enough.
Probably, right?
Let's not overreach the government if they investigate him. That's just legitimate. That's
racial profiling.
He was a white guy.
Racial profiling.
So successful, that race.
And he likes the Raiders?
It just doesn't add up.
Doesn't add up. Shouldn't he be a Charger fan?
Shouldn't he be a USC fan?
Maybe he's... he's both. And like,
since he went to USC?
Like Carson's... Like, it's a perfect fit.
Like, oh, I mean, it makes
Raider and like, what if he just had the half and half jersey?
Oh, then I don't even need strike one and two.
You're getting one.
He walks into the brand. Got him.
Got him.
Got that guy. How far in are we?
We're at that time. We're 102 right now.
102 on episode 124.
Do you want to end it on a quote? Coffee bean quote?
I'd love that. This is episode John Key.
John Key. Sometimes people never get what they deserve because they're too busy holding on to things they're supposed to let go.
Sometimes people never get what they deserve because they're too busy holding on to things they're supposed to let go. Shouldn't it be like, sometimes people never get what they deserve because they're holding on to things that they think they want?
Yeah, I thought it was not very clear. I thought it was pretty unclear as well when I read it. I was like, wait, what?
This feels like it could be a little bit more eloquent.
And then I said it to the quote person, and they were like, shut up, Andrew.
Shut up. Shut up, stupid talker guy. But like, why is this guy the quote guy again? Is he the best option we got?
But the quote has been a hit. I've gotten a couple comments about it.
All in?
Yeah, I've seen a couple pictures taken. And I've gotten a couple comments about it.
This is like ironic hipsters. It's
something on
look at the poor phrasing of this.
Maybe, I don't know. But just let go of some of those things.
But look, in the coming week until...
So you can get what you deserve.
Until next week, just remember you got to let go of some of those things.
So you can get what you deserve.
Exactly. When the person with open hands and open arms.
Have a blessed day. Because we are blessed.
Being blessed.
Andy.
Yeah.
You're blessed.
Thank you.
Good, good.
Andrew. Nothing. There's nothing after this. This life is all that we have.
That seems bleak.
It allows you to, it's fucking bleak.
John Key over here.
That really sucks. That's what he would say.
That sucks, man.
Like, look, I'm fucking prime minister of a country. What the fuck did you do?
I'm going to be remembered.
You're going to have 20.
I'm going to be remembered by 5 million people.
You get 26 years to catch up to my ass. You can be prime minister of New Zealand in 26 years.
Can you? You don't have term limits?
No, I mean, in 26 years, you
could be,
theoretically.
I don't have to be a citizen?
No, you might have to be a citizen.
I don't have to be like a natural born citizen?
I don't know. I mean...
If only.
I mean, you probably... Well,
I imagine you'd have to be a natural born citizen.
I mean, probably. I mean, it's a good rule.
And I'd probably have to care way more about Lord of the Rings than I do.
No, you could run like an anti-Lord of the Ring, because it's like...
They just raped our economy and then left.
They probably helped it a bunch. You do some like deep dive.
Do you care about the new Hobbit movies?
No, I didn't see the first one.
I didn't see the first one either.
I'm fine with not seeing any of them. There's another one coming out
at some point.
I'm fine with not seeing any of them.
They're probably pretty good.
Don't care.
It's good.
It has to be at 96.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Anything under like 89, it doesn't even like raise an eyebrow.
89 and above, is it auto?
Each hour is 30 points on your Metascore. That it has to be. Specifically for The Hobbit. So it's like that's, 3.5 hours.
That's pretty tough.
3.5 hours is going to be 105. No, over 95. Okay, fine. We'll download the first one to watch it. Watch the second one.
Yeah, that doesn't seem possible.
I'm open to it. If they do it, great. But you can reach us at all the usual places. I'm at Ballrack on at Twitter.
AW De La Guardia.
Just like the airport.
Just like the airport.
At AA_podcast on Instagram.
You know, the usual places.
The usual places. I don't know. Until next week. Never forget.
Let's roll. I'm twisted up inside, but nonetheless I feel the need to say.